Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
An extraordinary week in Washington. Strategist and WBEN contributor Michael Caputo joining us live this morning. Mike, the New York Times anonymous op-ed piece that they started running yesterday from what they say is a senior Trump administration official. What does this boil down to? Does it sound like a coup to you?
Well, any definition of the word coup that you look up, it certainly is at least an administrative coup. The idea that senior members of the Trump administration are withholding papers or doing things to stop the president's agenda. It's certainly not treason. That's a word that too many people are using too often, but certainly it's a coup. And whenever this person decided to write this op-ed, they should have quit and stood up with courage and with the courage of their convictions. Unfortunately, we have a coward in the Trump administration's senior ranks.
Who does that say more about? Does that say more about this person or more about the president and the administration? Just the fact that, you know, they have somebody in there who's actively working against them. Shouldn't they be able to snuff that out within their own ranks?
Well, the op-ed author, I don't think, is an unusual it's not unusual. I mean, regardless of what she wrote, I can tell you that the Trump administration is filled with people just like her. And the problem is that the people who came into the White House with the president, like Reince Priebus and others who were not committed to his agenda, spent a great deal of time putting people like her in place so that this person and others can stymie the president's agenda. Unfortunately, all those chickens are coming home to roost. And as a matter of fact, I can tell you that there are active programs to stop Trump loyalists from joining the administration and to purge Trump loyalists from departments within the president's administration. Her op-ed is really just from what I consider to be a symptom of a larger problem.
You've mentioned her and she a couple of times. Do we know it's a woman?
I know it's a woman, but I'm kind of cautious. My attorney is trying to keep me from saying her name. But yes, I believe it's a woman. I believe I know who it is. And you don't have to look any further than the departments of this administration that have completely purged all Trump people from their ranks. That's the first indication of someone who's not loyal to the president. And that path is very clear to the identity.
You know, the president's been critical of the op-ed, but do you think he actually read it?
Of course he did. And if you read closely, by the way, you'll see it's very cleverly written. And that's why the whole parlor game about who she is really entertaining. The op-ed writer, clearly a ghostwriter, a very talented writer, it's very tightly written, very professionally written. And she can't write op-ed this well.
You know, the reason I asked that question is because in part of that op-ed, in the middle is there a piece on foreign policy. In public and private, this is reading from the op-ed, President Trump shows a preference for autocrats and dictators such as Vladimir Putin. Kim Jong-un displays little genuine appreciation for the ties that bind to allied like-minded nations. And this morning, right after his tweets slamming the op-ed, is a tweet from an hour ago. Kim Jong-un of North Korea proclaims unwavering faith in President Trump. Thank you, Chairman Kim. I mean, he's proving the op-ed right there in a tweet this morning.
Well, I can tell you that I don't expect the president to change his strategy, change his tactics in world affairs just because of a disloyal person in his cabinet. I don't expect it at all. And if it happened, I would be very disappointed in the president. The person who wrote this op-ed is arrogant, full of themselves, sees themselves as Captain America. And, I got to tell you, eventually she will be found out. But this op-ed writer, above all, is a coward, because this has happened before where, like, for example, in the in President Obama's, President Clinton's administration, when he did welfare reform, a good friend of his and a major member of his cabinet quit and then wrote very strong words about that policy and his disagreement with it in an op-ed. That's what a proper person does. This person is a coward.
What about the Times deciding to run with this, with you know, an anonymous person?
Well, I think, listen, the Times, I have my disagreements with them, but this is the newspaper that published the Pentagon Papers, and they weighed that very carefully. They got lawyers deeply involved. They thought it was important, I think probably a lot more important than this coward's op-ed. But the New York Times felt that this is something that needed to be said, and the fact that it comes from a senior administration official gives it some weight. So I don't blame the New York Times for doing it. They're certainly going to make some good money off of it. It's an important event, I think, in Washington. Yesterday, while when it happened, it was like a bomb went off in this city. So it certainly was newsworthy, and I don't blame the New York Times for publishing it.
You know, at what point does this go back to the president? You know, all throughout the campaign in 2016, we kept hearing about how tumultuous it was in the campaign, where you had campaign people who were on the staff coming and going, and it was kind of wild in there. Now you have this op-ed that's painting a similar picture, and of course all the reports that preceded it of inside the White House. I mean, at some point, don't you have to point a finger at the president and say, you know, what kind of ship are you running here?
Brian, stop buying this stuff wholesale, really. I mean,
you were one of the people who on this air said it was tumultuous in that campaign, and now a similar picture is being painted of the White House.
And of course it was, and it's tumultuous at WBEN. Stand up. I mean, my goodness, listen to me. When I tell you that this is a coward who has no idea what really goes on in the White House and the way that the president works, I'm telling you the truth. If you don't believe me, you don't need to call me. But here is the deal, okay? This op-ed was written by a snake. If you look in there, it uses words like lodestar, which sends you directly to Vice President Pence. And then it uses words like off the rails, which sends you directly to General Kelly. And then it uses words like first principles, which sends you directly to General Mattis. This person is so cowardly that they dropped important words, often used by their colleagues, to try to throw the scent off of them. It's cowardly. You know what's tumultuous? The whole idea of a coward like this writing this op-ed and then hiding and trying to blame others. That is tumultuous. And I'll tell you what, there's agreement on that cowardly nature of this person on the left and the right. They either need to stand up and be counted or go away.
Michael, leaks are rampant in Washington. How soon are we going to know who this is?
We will find out. I mean, that's the history of Washington. This person will probably leave the administration soon and take a bow for what she wrote. I think that's par for the course and part of her really strange personality. But at the end of the day, the New York Times will not reveal who this is. I think that she has covered her tracks significantly. It's dangerous to try to fire her because of who she's related to. And all of this will come out in the wash.
Do you expect that to happen soon, given that, I mean, you've referenced her a number of times? If you already know, somebody else, I'm sure, does too.
Yeah, it's one thing to identify the person, but it's another thing to try to prove it and to try to do something about them. And if this person is related to someone who's powerful in another branch of the government, then we're going to have a real problem getting rid of them, aren't we? And what we have to do is understand that this is all about impeachment. This is all about the 2018 midterm elections. This person dropped this thing very carefully, very well timed, in order to affect the midterm elections so that the Trump supporters will stay home, the Democrats will win control of the House, and the president will be impeached. That's what this is all about. We got to get through the midterms and deal with it afterwards.
Is this a name that we're familiar with?
Of course it is. It's a name that everyone's familiar with. I mean, when the New York Times says this is a senior member of the administration, that necessarily means that it is either a deputy secretary, second level of all the departments, or higher. This is not somebody who is, let's say, for example, a functionary in the National Security Council. They say senior administration official. At the New York Times, that only is about 15 people.
Does the president have an inkling who it is then?
I'm not quite certain if the president does. I'm doing everything I can to try to inform him. But everybody around that I know who understands of the nature of the person that wrote this thing understands exactly who she is. That will eventually be brought into the White House, and the president will understand that there's probably nothing he can do about it.
Michael, we appreciate it. Thank you. That's WBEN contributor, political strategist Michael Caputo.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.